Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Leon.
I'm Tegan.
I'm Ellie.
And welcome to Good Time.
Not a Long Time.
A weekly comedy podcast where we vant, do random quizzes, discuss the latest news and give out questionable advice. But first, here's the rundown.
This week, I manifest Idina Menzel.
Into the unknown!
Tegan has an identity crisis.
Oh fuck, I'm 19!
And Ellie is pretty much dead for the entire episode.
I'm dying here.
Now without wasting any time, let's get straight into the podcast. So Ellie, you're feeling a bit dead, are you?
Just a wee bit, bestie. Just a wee bit. I'm back at uni now. I'm redoing freshers. I mean, you've been out nearly every night and I'm dying. No, right. We were meant to go to my meal night last night, but because we got there so late and it was so full, we couldn't get in. We were fuming.
Really?
Yeah.
So you didn't actually go to watch Mamma Mia?
No, we weren't watching it. It was a night out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It was a Mamma Mia themed night at a club, Leon.
Oh, a Mamma Mia themed night.
Jesus. So we went to a different club. It was
a long day.
It's been a long week. Again. So I thought for some reason you were going out to watch Mamma Mia or like a Mamma Mia play.
No. We just dress up, don't you? We went in kind of something blue. That's what we wore.
Okay. So it was a blue theme tonight then. Did you actually sing any Mamma Mia stuff?
Yeah, they played two Mamma Mia songs in another club, which was good. Well, I say club, it was like a bar, but they had an upstairs bit.
Okay, so in other words, what it was just an excuse to go out and get drunk.
Yeah.
Valid, I support.
Valid. I'm all for that. What I've been doing this week, actually, I've been watching lots of different yet same type of movies, and I've just been sent into a spiral. Now, like I always say, I don't have much time to watch TV shows or TV programs.
Do you mind,
programs.
Everyone? Still not watched Line of Duty, the absolute small dicked man.
Neither am I, but oh well.
I've not watched Line of Duty yet, and I don't know when I'm going to watch Line of Duty. I'm going to be honest. I don't know when, but yeah, so I always tell people, oh, I'll watch it eventually. Like, I still need to watch Sons of Anarchy. Well, I have watched Sons of Anarchy, but then I stopped halfway through because my laptop was being a bit of a pain. And I've wanted to go back to it because it was a suggestion from a friend. And I've always said to my friend, oh, I'll get back to it at some point. But at the minute, I just don't have the time. Yet I've spent the entire week watching, I don't know how many films. I've got a list written down of the films that I've watched. And it's been a lot. Now, keep in mind as well, I am also in a full-time job. I'm in a full-time position, which means that, you know, I'm working a majority of the morning and, you know, a lot of the afternoon. And then in the evening, I've just got a little bit left to rest. And I'd rather do that rest, you know, doing something else. So like, I don't have enough time to wind down into like loads of different movies, but I've been sent into a spiral this week. Now, it all started off with Tom and Jerry.
For fuck's sake, Tom and Jerry is a grown man. Like, you are about to be 20 years old.
All right. I'm allowed to, you know, enjoy my childhood by watching these types of movies. But it all starts with Tom and Jerry because, for some reason, I think it was within the stress of, you know, going through what I went through last week with work and stuff. And I just wanted to escape a little bit. And I wanted to watch something that I watched as a kid just to remind me, of the simple times and whatever. And for some reason, I woke up one morning and I remembered Tom and Jerry, The Fast and the Furry, whether it's a racing movie with Tom and Jerry in it. And for some reason, I remembered that and I was like, oh my word, you know, I want to go back and watch it because back in the day when I was a little kid, I'm saying it as if I'm like 50 years old, but yeah, when I was a little kid and we used to go to the shops and stuff, and my parents would get me DVDs of things. So we had like Popeye, Felix the Cat. You probably have no idea what they are if you're part of the younger generation, but iconic people. So yeah, Felix the Cat, Popeye, and we also got like some Tom and Jerry DVDs as well, like every week. And you know, one of them was Tom and Jerry the Fast and the Furry. And I was like, okay, let's watch that. And when I watched it, I was like, oh my word, I remember all of these scenes. I remember everything. I remember when, you know, Tom does this thing and, you know, the grandma gets eaten by a whale. Spoiler alert. But like, I remember all these things. Like, oh, this is so good. This is so nostalgic. And I've never felt nostalgia like it. So I thought, when that ended, I went, I need to watch another one. I need to watch another Tom and Jerry movie. Another one that I watched as a kid was one called Tom and Jerry Shiver Me Whiskers. So I watched that. And again, even though it's been years since I last watched it, like I'm talking, the last time I watched it was probably primary school. But yet when I put it on, I knew the entire plot. I knew exactly what was going to happen. It was just so nostalgic. And then with that, that's when I started to go off on a little bit of a spiral of trying to like find nostalgic things or whatever. But I stuck with Tom and Jerry for a little bit because I thought, oh, I enjoyed that so much. I wonder if Tom and Jerry's got any new things coming out. Now, I'm going to disregard the latest Tom and Jerry film that came out because I do not want to. It looks crap. It looks awful. I don't want to get my teeth into that. So instead, I watched a recent animated Tom and Jerry. I think it was, by recent, I mean like 2017. And that's Tom and Jerry, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So I watched that. That was great fun. And then I wanted to watch Tom and Jerry Goes to Mars, but then I was like, no, this is too much now. This is too much. And I thought, actually, you know, since I'm on a little bit of a nostalgia run, let's watch three of my most favorite Disney Pixar films. And they are Ratatouille will always be my favorite Pixar movie. But there's other two as well. The other two is Wreck-It Ralph and Zootopia, which is Zootropolis in the UK for some reason, and I have no idea why. I could probably look it up and search the reason why.
Oh my god, Zootropolis, how fitting with the nerd off.
Oh, just got
do you
that.
Not know
just
why?
Yeah, just got it, yeah.
Why?
Oh my god, it doesn't matter then, because oh, that god, could be a question.
I don't get, no, tell me. How does Zootropolis mix in with Once Upon a Time?
Snow White, as in the wonderful, what's the fucking name?
Jennifer Goodwin. I cannot believe.
I just don't know, I forgot that then. I had a mind blank. In my head, I was thinking Josh Dallas, which is her husband, but...
he's also in it as well.
She is the voice of the bunny.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's why. Yeah. She voices Hops.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it now. I was thinking of the actual city and I was like, they don't go to Zootopia. But yeah, so anyway, I watched Wreck-It Ralph now. Wreck-It Ralph, when it was released, I absolutely loved it as a kid. Mainly because, you know, it was video game related stuff and I was addicted to video games as a kid. So when I saw Wreck-It Ralph, I loved all of like the nods to different things. Like for example, Sugar Rush is based around Mario Kart and the aesthetics of everything as well. And the, like the attention to detail in terms of like the animation styles and whatever. I loved it as a kid. So Wreck-It Ralph was added onto my list as absolute favorite Pixar films of all time. And then when I think Zootopia is the most recent one on the three, when Zootopia was released, I really loved that as a child as well. And when I actually went back to watch it as an adult, I started to realize the message even further. Like obviously when I was younger, I knew that the message was based around, yeah, a bit of racism, but then there were extra things that I recognized as an adult and I was like, oh my word, this is actually quite deep. And the thing that I love about it as well is it doesn't rely on slapstick comedy all the time, you know, when the character gets hit all the time, or it's still funny, but it doesn't enforce the funniness, if you know what I mean. So that's why I like Zootopia, whatever. So I watched those three films. Absolutely beautiful. I felt like a kid again. And then I watched other films as well. So I'll read out the list. I decided to watch some new films that I haven't watched yet. So the first one is Soul. Never watched Soul before. The reason why I didn't want to watch Soul is because, I don't know, it was a matter of judging a book by its cover. I saw the cover art of it and I was like, that looks fairly depressing. So when I watched it, it was actually depressing. Yeah, so I was right. But see, it's a weird one because the film is actually quite lighthearted and it is funny and joyful to watch. However, it's the underlying tone which is depressing. You can throw in as many jokes as possible, but it's the fact that the whole point of the movie Soul is the afterlife, essentially. And because it's talking about that, you know how I feel about death and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it had that, it just, the whole film in general for me was depressing because it had that underlying theme. But I watched Soul. I then watched Frozen 2 because I haven't watched Frozen 2 before. And it
into
might be
the unknown. down. Fuck off.
Into the unknown.
Do you know what, can I just say? Right, I've never watched Frozen 2, but my favourite thing in Frozen 2 is when Olaf is walking about and he's like, Samantha? I don't even know a Samantha.
Like, this might be controversial for me to say, but I'm going to say that Frozen 2 is 10 shit. Times better than Frozen in every single way.
Oh, you mustn't have heard me just say it's shit.
You just said that you haven't watched it.
No, but what I've seen of it is shit.
Right, okay. Have you looked in the mirror as well? Sorry. Right, anyway.
No, then, not anyway.
Yeah.
Rewind. Apologise.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Carry
I'm sorry
on.
That you were offended. Okay. Anyway.
Right, rewind. Apologise. Properly.
I'm sorry for that comment and the comment that I made before.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Right, so then, I haven't watched The Princess and the Frog yet. Now, I started watching The Princess and the Frog when I was younger, but then for some reason I just never finished it because I don't know how it ends. So I watched The Princess and the Frog. Now, am I remembering that you said that The Princess and the Frog is one of your favourites? I know that Beauty and the Beast is one of your favourites, but is
no.
The Princess and the Frog another one? Good, because I was about to say the plot of the Princess and the Frog.
Well, I love it.
It's just, it's not a Tegan thing.
Oh no, not a Tegan
thing. Do you like The Princess and the Frog, Ellie?
Yeah, I do. I love all Disney films. I'm a huge Disney fan. I sound so enthusiastic, but I am. I love Disney. My whole heart.
Yeah, because she is dying. Poor Ellie. But yeah, so I watched The Princess and the Frog. And then I watched a film which I thought I watched as a kid, but I didn't. And that's Atlantis. I always thought that I've watched Atlantis, but no, I mixed it up with Treasure Planet. I've watched Treasure Planet. I haven't watched Atlantis. So I watched Atlantis, and that was an interesting experience for the first time, because, like, oh my word, I've just never watched this before. And might I say as well, there's a princess in Atlantis called Kira. Why on earth do we not mention Kira as a Disney princess when, you know, we say, oh, look at the Disney princesses or whatever? I think so underrated, because she's a princess by birth. She does not marry a man to become a princess. She's a princess by birth. So I just say she's severely underrated, in my opinion. Kira from Atlantis. She deserves praise. And then I finished off the week watching Monsters, Inc. and Monsters, Inc. University.
I've never watched Monsters University.
I've never watched it either.
End the podcast and go and watch it.
I need to. There's so many I haven't watched. I just don't have time.
But I'm not stopping. Like, I'm going to be going back and watching, like, so many other things, like Brother Bear, Treasure Planet. I'm going to be rewatching as well. Big Hero 6, Tangled. It's just, I'm going to be going back and watching everything at this point, because I've been sent on the spiral. Mm-hmm. It's been so good. But in that, I haven't watched Line of Duty, and I also haven't refreshed myself with Once Upon a Time, because, you know, that's going to be the nerd off section today.
Just about to say.
Also, talking about TV shows and things, if I see on my TikTok one more time someone doing some stupid Squid Game shit, I will strangle you. I will honestly find where you live and I will go fucking ape shit, because I've had enough of it. I don't care.
I'm going to watch
it. I don't care.
I don't get the memes and stuff that are going on around
Squid
Game.
It's apparently like some Korean Hunger Games.
Oh.
But it's not. So basically, they have like challenges and they're all competing, and if you don't completely, you get murdered, you get shot. Now, okay, great. It sounds great, but this is what annoys me.
It sounds
about
great.
Shit. Okay. No, this is what annoys me, because it sounds like a really good show. It really does. I probably would enjoy it if I watched it. But every fucker licking its asshole, posting it everywhere, makes me think, nah, I can't watch it, because I want to block it from my life. I actually do. I am sick of seeing people making that caramelized shit and trying to, like, use a needle to get it out. Fuck off. I'm really angered by it. I actually hate it. I actually think I hate it.
See, I think this is why I'm also proud of the fact that I don't like trends that much. It's when, you know, the Tiger King came out.
Oh, Tiger King.
Everybody was watching the Tiger King, but I didn't want to watch Tiger King because it's not my type of thing to watch. Squid Game sounds like an interesting concept, but I do not want to watch Squid Game.
No, exactly. I also want to block it from TikTok. I don't want to try and see you get an umbrella out of a caramelized thing, and they imprint an umbrella and you've got to try and get it out with a needle. I don't want to see you do that 7 times. I don't want to hear that song. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I want to delete it from my mind. It angers me. I'm so angry every time I see it. I get stressed out.
I just get very easily annoyed at trends in general. When like people jump onto one trend like leeches. Do you remember the climbing the crates that people were doing?
Oh, yeah.
No.
How stupid was that?
Stupid.
Basically, it's a very dangerous thing to do. People were climbing crates and then getting severely injured.
Oh,
and also,
okay.
Oh my word, we cannot mention, no, we can, the Tide Pod Challenge back in the day. It makes you question people in general.
Oh, no, I was texting someone last night, because I was out drinking again last night.
Shot a Cora.
And then she was like, well, I don't get why you're always out. And I was like, it's funny, innit? And then he was like, and she was like, killing your liver before you hit 20 is not out. And then I just put, not to be depressive, but making it past 30 kind of makes me heave. So... somewhat is funny, isn't it? You know?
Speaking of that, though, I've just realised how quickly life is moving at the minute for me. I came to the realisation when yesterday I got a notification sent through essentially saying that it's been a year I've been at work. It's been a year. And the year before that, I spent a year at an apprenticeship thing. And then before that, I was in college. And before that, I was in school, near to college and things like that. So, like, things are progressing really quickly. And I'm going to be turning 20 in May next year. In May 2020, I'm going to be turning 20. I look in the mirror every day and I do not see a 20-year-old. I don't even see a 19-year-old.
No, oh, last night when I got in, okay, I just want to make it clear that I was not actually drunk. I had 3 gins. That's nothing for me. I was sober as a fucking witch's tit. But sometimes I just talk to myself a little bit and everyone in my house was silent and I kind of wanted a conversation. I remember thinking something to me and went, I'm only 17. I went, no, I'm not 17. I'm only 18. And I went, oh, fuck, I'm 19.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Like, you know, when people ask me my age now, I have to take a moment to, like, think about it because I don't say, oh, I'm 19, like, straight off the bat. Whenever anybody says, oh, Leon, how old are you? I'm like, 19. Because I don't feel 19. I don't look 19. Maybe that might have to do with my size. For example, I got PPE from my work the other day. Everything was in the smallest size possible, still oversized. And I, let's be honest, I do not look like the average 19-year-old. Look at a 19-year-old male. Put him against me. No.
16-year-old looks older than you.
This might also be why I'm single as well. Because the girls my age probably look at me and think that I'm going to catch a case. I'm going to catch a case if I'm with him. So where was we even going with this? Oh, yes, age. Age. It's so bizarre. And for me personally, I feel like things are going by so quickly because by next year, hopefully, fingers crossed, I would have passed my exams. I'll be in a proper management position. Like, I'll have so much responsibility. And then a few years down the line, I'll be in, like, a senior management position. And just things, for me, things are just going very quickly. And even though I'm just about to turn 20 next year, 2022, I still feel like 30 is so close because of how things are being scheduled in my life at the minute. And like future prospects and stuff, 30 seems really close. And I saw a post, someone posted on LinkedIn the other day, and it was a woman who was 33 years old. She's unmarried. She's not got any kids. She's not got a romantic partner. And she's absolutely thriving as a business owner, or whatever. And she was like, I've got no kids. I've got no husband. I've got no boyfriend, but I don't care. And I was like, you know what? That is probably going to be me when I'm 30. Because she was also like, I don't care and I'm not going to be searching for one either because I'm thriving by myself. And no, I am not prioritizing work over a relationship. It's just that I'm happiest doing these other things. I don't need to go off and search for another romantic interest because I'm happy doing what I'm doing at the minute. I imagine that could be me in the future. I can't be arsed searching for anybody, or I can't be arsed waiting for anybody either. So I will probably be that 30-year-old where it's like, yeah, I am single. I have not got a wife. I have not got a girlfriend. I have not got a child. But do I care? No. You know what I can imagine myself doing in the future? Now, obviously, my sister's listening to this. My sister listens to this podcast. Maybe my dad as well. Now, I'm not saying this is definitely going to happen, but I could see myself doing this where, you know, I get to a certain age, I'm like, can't be arsed with a wife or a girlfriend, to be honest. Let's just adopt. Let's adopt a child and I'll be a single parent. Let's do that. I can imagine myself doing that instead. I don't know. But again, to my sisters and maybe my dad who's listening, I'm not saying that's definitely going to happen. Okay. I'm just saying that I could see myself doing that.
Oh, last night they were all talking about weddings and stuff because like both the people I was drinking with, they're like engaged. And I was just sat there and I was like, oh, I've never ever pictured myself in a wedding dress or any type of white outfit walking down. No, my stomach did actually just turn. Like, no. For me, marriage will never be it. I am not going to sit here and slander people for that being their dream, but what a boring fucking dream that is to get married. Oh. Everything about you repulses me. Love you so much. Let's get the government involved. If you want to leave, let's half our assets. No, let's not. I don't want your shit anyway. If we are getting a divorce, I am breaking up with you. I don't want your shit. Take it. But even as little, I'd never ever plan getting married. Like, it's never something ever entered my brain.
Same, to be honest. Although I say that.
You got married at like 3.
Yeah, there is a picture of me on the internet. Of me, 4 years old of age, getting married.
Iconic.
Because we were exploring the topic of marriage when we were in nursery. That's quite an interesting thing to learn about when you're in nursery reception, whatever. But, you know, oh well. I mean, imagine if you decided to do that now. The church would probably be cancelled. But yeah, I think if you are 30-year-old, you're still single, you haven't found a partner, and, you know, you're unmarried, there's no shame in that, I'd say. I think society as a whole has, you know, shamed people for being, like, in their 30s and not having kids yet. It's like, there's no rush. There's going to be a point where, you know, you become infertile, but there's no rush in starting a family. And if you don't want to start a family at the age of 30, don't do it. This is another me thing as well. Like, people talk about starting families in their 20s. Never. It's never going to be me. I will not ever start a family before I'm the age of 30. And that's not saying I'm going to start a family bang on 30 or like a couple of years after 30. It could take until I'm 40. I don't care. There's no rush. I'm not thinking about it at the minute. I'm just going with the flow. And if it does come to a point where I'm like, oh, I do want a child though, I'll just adopt. I'll be a single dad. Who cares? But anyway, I think it's now time to move on to Ellie's segmente nerd off.
Yay. Sorry. Just dying. Okay, besties, we know the drill. This time it's 12 questions. It's 15 points. This week's theme is Once Upon a Times, and Leon and Tegan have been saying on the chat they were doing quizzes, so I expect high things this week, besties.
Right, my quiz was like the basic of the basic. And also, it was one of those ones as well where because I was given options, I just looked at the options and thought, well, it can only be this.
Some of them are easy. Some of them are a bit tricky. Okay. I'm not saying question one. What is Regina's first line to Emma?
Leon.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Did you just steal my buzzer?
Oh, sorry, I forgot what I don't know it anyway, so you can do it. I don't know. First line.
Yeah, it's quite basic. It's to do with Henry.
Yeah, I know. I can even picture the scene and everything. I just don't know what she fucking says first.
Tegan.
Is it who are you?
No.
Tegan.
Why have you got him?
Close, kind of.
Leon.
Why are you with my son?
No, I don't need to tell you. I don't think anyone's going to get
wait,
it.
Wait. Oh.
Leon.
I'm going to give it one more go.
Okay.
Thank you so much for bringing him back.
No.
Oh, it's worth a shot.
It's your Henry's birth mother. So I think it's a question.
Oh, for fuck's sake, of course it is.
What? She knew straight off the bat?
No, she asked us a question like, is this, oh, you're Henry's birth mother? Because, you know, Henry goes to wherever she is and then she brings him back, doesn't she?
Yeah, don't forget they've all been searching, like, you know.
They're looking for Henry, aren't they? Because he's buggered off to go find his mammy.
Oh. Okay, then.
Okay.
Right. I forgot that she do straight off the bat. So.
Okay. This one's for 2 points. What episode and season is Hook first seen know. In?
Tegan.
Yeah. It is episode 3, season 2.
I'll give you 1 point for season 2. You're so close.
Episode...
Leon.
Tegan.
I said it first.
Leon did it first.
Episode 2.
No.
Tegan.
What? Tegan.
Episode 4.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't episode 2.
Okay, which of these characters does the Evil Queen have a relationship with? Robin Hood, the Huntsman, or Dr. Facilier?
Tegan. Leon.
All the above.
Yeah.
Come on!
Regina moves mad.
She does.
This is quite a short quiz this week. We'll get through it quite fast. Okay, where is the heart of Storybrooke?
Leon.
Oh, I don't even know. In this cemetery.
Nope.
Tegan.
It's Henry, because it's Regina's...
No.
Is it not?
He's got the purest heart, but where is the heart of Storybrooke?
Leon.
Is it the well?
No.
Tegan.
Is it in Regina's dad's grave?
No. It's a common scene. It's used all the time.
Tegan.
The clock tower?
No, I thought that, but no. They all go there, like, all the time.
Leon.
Grandma's?
Yeah, granny's.
Oh!
I never would have guessed that.
I wouldn't have either. The heart of Storybrooke is Grandma's.
Yeah, Granny's. Think about it. Yeah. You got to rewatch it. Yeah. No. Okay.
I watch things once. That's the rule.
Who kills Emma in season 6?
Fuck. Who does kill Emma in season 6?
Gone silent. I wouldn't have got this.
Tegan.
Henry.
It's someone's son.
Leon.
Belle and Rumpelstiltskin's son.
Yeah.
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 I can't remember his name.
Gideon.
I'm proud of that. Yeah. I'm proud of that. Yes.
Question 6. We're halfway there. How many times has Hook died?
Tegan.
Leon.
Three.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say that.
Okay. In what episode did Cora move on from the underworld? The episode name.
There's like 6 seasons worth of episodes.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think anyone's going to get it.
No.
It's Sisters.
Sisters. Yeah.
Never would have guessed that.
I can't remember any of the titles.
Where do Hook and Emma have their first kiss?
Leon.
In Neverland.
Yeah, they do. God, Leon's catching up. Okay. What weapon can be used to temporarily freeze someone?
Leon.
Squid ink.
Yeah. Shit, right, okay. You're even Steven now.
I never yes! got that.
Look at that. Oh, my word.
Okay.
Tegan, you said for me to bring my A game. I have bought it.
Okay, what ingredient does Henry like in his hot cocoa?
Tegan.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, he does.
Oh.
Okay, we've got 2 questions left. How many curses have happened in the show?
Leon.
4.
No, it's a lot more than I expect.
Tegan.
10.
Yeah, shit, how do you know that?
What?
I know it, mate.
Okay, final question. How many episodes have there been?
Tegan.
154.
You are ridiculously close. Shit, the bed.
Leon.
Tegan.
155.
No.
Leon.
Tegan. 153.
Tegan.
156.
Yeah.
Oh, I hit my nose on the microphone.
You both did really well. You both up your knowledge. Okay, at the end of that round, the end of the quiz, Leon got 4 and Tegan got 7.
Thank you.
Tegan's on a winning
streak. You're
welcome,
bestie. Thank you.
This is my 3rd week of losing. Although, I am proud that I have, you know, managed, because this girl has rewatched Once Upon a Time how many times?
I don't know, like 6.
Exactly.
This is the closest you've been.
I need to think about all the seasons and all the episodes. I've just watched it once, and that was years ago.
It was last year.
I didn't watch it last year. That is a fat lie.
No, it was last year.
No, it was not.
It was in the first lockdown. Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes. And then you got your apprenticeship job that you didn't like, and then you got a new job.
You are jarring. You are lying.
I swear I was in college.
No. You was in college last year?
No, I finished college last year. I finished it at the very beginning of the year.
No, it was last year, mate. I'm telling you now.
I don't think it was.
It's when you had your apprentice job that you didn't like, because you were watching Series 5 around that point.
Yes.
Which was last year.
Yes, it was last year, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
So much has gone on. So much has happened. That seems more than a year ago. This is more proof. Time's moving quick. I don't even realise it.
Leon, where's the fact of the day at?
Oh, crap. Oh, what's that noise? Wait, oh, I knew I forgot something. Hold on. Oh, what is that? It's the fact of the day. Let's spin the roulette wheel and see which fact we get. So this week, it seems like our fact of the week is humans are the only animals that blush. Woo! That was worth it. Right, okay. Anyway, I think it's now time to move on to... In what world?
In this world.
This week's top stories, Amazon announces a home robot that will guard the house.
No.
Okay. And cosmetic Botox is banned for under 18s in England.
Agree.
I am Leon, and this is In What World? So our first story, Amazon has announced an Astro home robot that will guard the house and help with caregiving. Why no?
Because this is the start of it now. Fucking, this is the start of the robots taking over. Fuck that.
It doesn't have sentience, I'm sure. It's just, you know.
I don't give a fuck. Do you know that robot that's like the head and she talks to you? Sophia, is it or something? She fucking scares the living daylights out of me. One false move and she's fucking taking over.
Have you seen the robots that they've created to help out with the elderly?
No.
In the pandemic?
No, and
they're
also...
Honestly, it's a full robot with human features and a human body that goes around... And then, you know, says things in a robot voice like, hello, my name is, I don't know, Sandra, and I am here to support the elderly people within the pandemic.
No, see, this is how it happens.
Amazon's home robot, though, he looks nice.
I don't care.
Hitler could look nice. Doesn't mean he was. Do you know what I mean? Like, he could have made himself look nice. No, he could have.
He did not look nice.
No, he didn't. But he could have made himself look nice in that day and age. That doesn't mean he was a nice person. I am sorry. I'm not. I have no robots. No, fuck off messing with shit like this. We never learn as humans. Just don't fucking mess with shit. Just don't.
The only... How about Wally?
Wally's not a fucking real thing.
But he's a robot that's got sentient. Why can't we have a robot like him? Which is essentially what this Astro Home robot looks like.
No, I don't fuck with it. I'm sorry. When we're being taken over by robots, I will sit and look at you dead in the face and go, told you. I fucking told you.
Right, I don't think we will reach the point in our lifetime where there's going to be robot uprising. And for a robot uprising to occur... You have to give the robots sentience, feeling, which I don't think anybody's going to be doing. Like, obviously, we've got artificial intelligence and stuff, but if we don't give them feeling or emotions or anything like that, then there's not going to be an uprising, is there?
That's going to end up taking over people's jobs, so no. We're just going to be fucking relying on robots, and fuck that.
I think it'll just make the world an easier place, you know? Just saying. But I think with, in terms of robots and stuff, there is still a chance forever. So there's always going to be need for a human to supervise the robots,
essentially. Yeah, but what a shit job that is. There'll be people fixing robots so robots can help the humans. What's the fucking point? Let the human fucking do it.
One of the earliest arguments about robots or whatever at the very beginning stages was when, you know, people were talking about like pilots, for example, and they were saying that, oh, they're going to take over pilots' jobs. Because, you know, they've already got autopilot. Out
as well, not that long ago, like in the past year. Pilots don't even fucking fly a plane.
I know, they have it on autopilot. However, the pilot
what,
is always...
not relevant then, is it?
No, the pilot is always needed on the plane in case of a technical failure. And also, taking off and landing is so technical, an AI cannot do it. Because taking off and landing is actually the most dangerous parts of flying a plane. There will always be a need for a pilot, always. Because of the taking off and landing being such like a key vital part. Even in futuristic films, there's always a pilot. And that's just an example of one of the jobs. So, anyway... This Amazon Astro Home robot, it's designed to guard the house as well as help with caregiving. He's named Astro. I say he, could be a she, but the robot's named Astro. And it works with Amazon's Alexa virtual assistant to respond to voice commands and also syncs with Ring home security products. Astro can set up routines and reminders and also play music and TV shows whilst rolling around the house. Its round digital eyes close or widen.
No, it's got eyes.
Have you seen it? I'm going to send it across. There you go. Have a look at that. Why would you not want this in your house?
Okay, it's slightly cute, but that's not the point.
Yeah, that's well cute.
And also... Snacks and fizzy drinks.
No, I don't like it actually, because it's like a high-tech Wally. Stop ripping off Wally, get your own thing, Jeff Bezos.
Wow. But you could put snacks in fizzy drink cans on its back so that it could be transported to someone across the house as well.
Oh my God, no. No, that is so fucking lazy. Get off your ass and go and take it to them. Do you know what? There is like this whole depiction that when we're like in years to come, we'll all just be fat slobs that just sit in one spot. And that is the start of it. That is the start.
I see huge potential for this. Guess how much it costs? Guess how much this Astro robot will cost?
$5,000.
It will cost £740 or $1,000. Now, what I fear that they're going to do is going to take the Apple route, and $1,000 is still going to be £1,000. But you know what? When they release this product, I will buy it. I don't care what anyone says. You will buy a £1,000 phone, for example. I will buy this robot.
I do think it's reasonably
when it's released.
Reasonably priced. What the fuck? Why cannot? Reasonably priced, but no, that's so lazy. I'm sorry, that robot is going to be that is the beginning of the end of humanity as we know it. I'm sorry, call me dramatic, but that is the actual truth.
But we don't have to worry about that because we'll be dead by that time anyway, so.
No, but I don't think we will. It'll happen fast. We live in a world where the world is moving technology-wise faster than ever. So honestly, I actually just, no. I think that has actually made me want to get sterilised. I actually don't think I want to actually raise children and then them have to deal with this. I'm so serious.
Not even adopt Timothy.
No, I'm so serious with you now. That I actually think, no, that is, it honestly is going to ruin humanity. Serious.
This is what I've always wanted though. I have always wanted a robot that supports
around
the house.
You've got like a little robot, you don't even take care of him.
That is, right, what? One, he's called Vector, and two, He doesn't do much, does he? He just tells the time and like plays around a little bit. That's...
It's cute though.
It's not Astro where it's literally home security in a robot and also delivers snacks.
No.
Probably questionable in terms of going up the stairs, but who cares? I'm not even joking. I do not care how much it costs when it comes out. If it costs £1,000 or £740, whichever the direction they take, but I will buy this robot. I don't even care.
I hope it actually has some sort of virus and everyone who buys it ends up getting hacked. Just so then I can say once bitten, twice cut. You know, I was smart. Me and this robot are not friends.
I'm going to be friends with it and I will be buying one. And I will enjoy every... Because I was planning on spending like loads and loads of money getting a pet. But at the moment, there's still a bit of like yin and yang between getting a pet in our house at the moment. Because we still need to discuss furniture and stuff. But yeah, I was planning on spending like loads of money on a pet. So might as well just spend like £740 on a robot. Just saying. Home security as well. But anyway, in other news. Cosmetic Botox has been banned for under 18s in England after spiking youngsters seeking an Instagram face.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The Botulinum Toxin and Cosmetic Fillers Children Act has come into force and makes it illegal to administer the product or book appointments for people under 18. You can still get Botox and fillers and things like that, but whilst you're under 18, but it has to be for medical reasons.
I agree.
This is a good thing. This is good progress, I'd say, because remember the girls in high school who had fillers?
Mm-hmm.
Who wants a fish face?
I do want lip fillers, but... not a lot.
Because your lips are non-existent.
Wow, Leon, picking on insecurity, why don't you?
You said it first.
No, I honestly feel like I have like no lips. So I just want them like a little bit plumper. But on the other hand, like this is the thing that people, trends come and go.
Yes.
And eventually small lips will probably be a thing, you know, like, or naturally. It just is what it is. But it is ridiculous. I think that even 16-year-olds could have actually even gone and had lip filler because I don't think you'd ever research it. Because no parent really, if you are a parent, it lets that happen. Okay, confused, but all right. Like you're not going to research properly and you never know what you're getting injected with. Like even Jeffree Star got fucking bummed over that one, like he got the filler and then it was filler that he couldn't actually dissolve and stuff like that, and you just got, there's too many risks. I think even now, even though I want lip filler, I'm probably not going to get it. Also, I found out about lip filler is it doesn't last, you have to get it redone.
Yeah, no, that's the business side of it all. They want you to come back.
Yeah, it dissolves, like it starts, but then I've also heard that filler doesn't actually dissolve, it migrates to like another part of your body because like it just, that's what happens, so that's why your lips go down. So I don't know if I'll actually ever get it done, to be fair.
Just anything related to cosmetic surgery really just gives me the creeps.
It's not surgery. It's just aesthetics. It's so much money as well. Like, how are like 16-year-olds affording that shit?
Because of the parents. Rich parents. That's the thing.
Yeah,
parents.
But like, so people, like, I know people who've paid for filler and they've had it like, done for like £80. That, what? I would never dodgy. Pay someone £80 filler, like never. Like that is ridiculously cheap. Yeah, that is dodgy as fuck.
This might be controversial of me to say. However, I feel like being under 18, you know, where you're still going through that emotional teenager phase, yeah. The hormones are very high. I don't think anybody should be making any decisions on modifying their body before the age of 18, because you could get to the age of 18 or even later where, you know, you've become more mature and then you realise, oh, I don't want this anymore, but then it's irreversible. There's
yeah,
the thing.
But
you can't
then
do anything
like,
about it.
I can't comment because I have put a lot of needles in my body for piercings, so realistically I've got holes all over my ears, and I guess getting like a new earring or something like that is really not that big of a deal because it is the tiniest hole ever and it does close up after a while. Realistically, I wouldn't say that's dramatic. When I'm going off the rails, that's what I like to do. Don't mind me. But I don't think anything that's like permanent where it's like curvy. Stretchers I think are a no-go. I think you should be over 18 for stretchers, because when you stretch your ears, you're then gonna have to have them stitched back up and stuff like that. Yeah, no, tattoos 18, yeah, no, I agree. Piercings on the other hand, no, having a needle in you is a bit of fun.
Okay, that could be taken in many different contexts, but to avoid that, now it's time to swiftly move on to Tegan's segment, Agony Ant.
Everyone, all eyes on me. Okay, so this section is basically, I'm just here to give advice. It's advice found online, and eventually, hopefully, some of you will message in and I'll give you advice on your situations. Anonymously, obviously, I would never expose you all like that. So this one, this is quite a good one, this one.
Okay.
So this is a situation, this is a scenario. My mum's dog attacked our postman. I tried to help him and then one thing led to another and now I'm pregnant.
What? Wait, hold on. Reverse. Reverse.
My mum's dog attacked our postman. I tried to help him, then one thing led to another, and now I think I'm pregnant.
Okay, so what I'm getting from that is she got romantically involved with the postman.
After being attacked by her mother's dog.
What's the advice from that then? What's the question?
Advice from that is, if you think you're pregnant, I'd probably take a test just to confirm. Honestly, I think you're royally fucked, to be honest. I don't know how you're going to explain I don't know how you'd explain that one. Like, I'm going to be honest.
What does she mean by one thing led to another?
Yeah, I think we need more deets. Did you definitely sleep together, you know? Like, how did that even come about? Did the dog actually attack him? I want to know more on that situation, the pregnancy part. That's on you. You sort that shit out. I think you should probably send your mother's dog to some behaviour training because you don't want that happening again. Can't keep shagging different postmen left, right and centre because they've been attacked by the dog.
Yeah.
You know? But realistically, what I would do is I would take a test and honestly get the morning after pill, fuck's sake. God, it's not that hard. And then if you wanted to keep it, I would sit the postman down and just say, look, bestie. I'd set the dog on him again, right? Then he might think, oh, I'm getting some action. And then I'd sit him down and I'd just say, look, I'm pregnant and it's your fault. It's your dick, your fault. Yes, it's the dog's fault originally, but I can't control the dog. It's your fault. If you're planning on shagging me, you should have carried some condoms around on your shift. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
actually, there's still always a possibility for a woman to get pregnant, even with protection.
Have a day off, mate.
I'm just saying, there is always a possibility. It's something that you have to consider before getting jiggy-jiggy.
Jiggy-jiggy, can't you see the times you were?
I would want to know, was it an immediate thing? Like, did they do it in the bush straight after? Did they go on, like, dates?
I don't think it really matters. Why would they be in the bush? If it's a postman, she probably would have access to the house. There's so many scenarios. What I would do is tell the father in question, do a test, kick the dog out.
Postman might have moved to a different neighbourhood.
Boot the dog.
That is true. Find him on Facebook. It is the 21st century.
I don't think loads of people use Facebook anymore, though.
Or Google him, find his address. Yellow Pages exist.
I'm getting quite concerned about how in-depth you're getting with this now. Have you been stalking anyone recently, Tegan?
No.
Do we need to be concerned?
Leon, you know the week I have had at work. I don't have time to stalk people.
Have you been trying to reunite with...
Definitely not. Definitely not. Watch your mouth. Because I will kick you in. I'm glad you're the only one laughing because honestly, you're not funny.
Oh dear.
Do you know what? This is why a small white man's penis is obviously behind this. Although you're half white, I suppose.
I'm half.
What even is your ethnicity?
White Asian.
Are you not white European? Like white, no, it's Asian European.
No, it's white Asian.
Yeah, but you've got German.
German.
That's like further down into the family tree. That
family tree.
Do you know what is repulsive for me? I am white British, and I don't think there's any other race in my family that I know of for years, and that is criminal to me because I don't want to be white anymore.
Trisha Paytas.
No, ooh, don't go giving me that title.
Anyway, that was the agony aunt section for this week. Quite an interesting one.
It's always chaotic. I love that. It's always a chaotic section.
Yeah, the conclusions we got as well were, you know, I wouldn't say productive, but they were.
I'm not a productive agony aunt. I'm just here. You're just here for my advice. Take it or don't.
If you want to take it, take it. If you don't, then, you know, it's fine. But yes, anyway, I think it's now time to wrap it up for this week.
Yes.
If you want to support the podcast, you can do on Patreon for as little as £1 or...
$1.40.
Yes. I still haven't actually checked if that's still...
If you've been telling me wrong, I will kick you out.
No, because it changes, like the pound against the dollar, it changes. So it might be like $1.30 now or something like that.
Oh.
But you can get access to exclusive content and also early access as well. You can also support us on TikTok, which is manned by the magnificent Ellie, who's been creating loads of posts recently for us at GTNALT _podcast. You can also follow our Twitter links. Mine is at Bogus Plague.
Mine is, what is mine? Oh, at Basic LY Slick. That was a fucking struggle.
Yeah. Oh shit, it's me, innit? You can find me. I'm dying here. Oh, you can
yeah, bless her. She's been dying for the entire episode.
Oh my god, I'm so ready. But I'm going out again tonight, going to Liverpool. So pray for me.
It's me 2.0. I'm so ill. I'm going out late though. Grave to the grave.
You can find me on Twitter at EllieHolt2002.
Yeah, and you can also follow the podcast at GTNALT Podcast. So I hope you all enjoyed yourself this week. Thank you everybody for listening, and we will see you all next week. Good.
Bye. Bye, bitch.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.